Hey there, fabulous ladies, and welcome back to another heart-to-heart episode of the Grace-Filled Leader Podcast. Today we're diving into a topic that hits especially close to home for me recently, which is finding the courage to navigate the ups and downs of midlife. Yesterday we talked about the first part of the serenity prayer, which is God grant me the serenity to accept the things we cannot change. And today, we talk about the second part, which is the courage to change the things we can. And I wanted to talk specifically about how that applies to midlife. Welcome to the Grace-Filled Leader Podcast. Do you want better work-life balance? Do you get stuck in patterns of perfectionism and people-pleasing? Have you always been an overachiever but never really felt good enough, no matter how much outward success you achieve? Do you want more time for the things that matter most? Well, you are in the right place. Here on the Grace-Filled Leader Podcast, we focus on spirit-driven success and share the secrets to having better work-life balance as a busy woman in leadership. Here you will learn how to set boundaries like a boss, find peace of mind, and reclaim your time for the things that matter most. Hi, I'm Tanya, a wife, mom, leader, and certified Christian life coach. For most of my life, I tried to find worthiness through achievement. I spent decades people-pleasing and pouring myself into my work. I was looking for my value through the approval of others. This led me to feel burned out, empty, and exhausted. I had no time or energy for myself or my family. I realized that I was wasting time and energy looking for validation in all the wrong places. But my life changed when I finally surrendered and God showed me a different way. It is my mission to help you start living the abundant life God has for you. If you're ready to become fueled by grace and find freedom from people-pleasing, if you're ready to multiply your time and impact as a Christian woman in leadership, this podcast is for you. Roll up your sleeves, sister friends. It's time to get after it. All right, let's talk about the elephant in the room, which is midlife. It's that stage of life where our kids are flying the nest, our bodies are playing a game of what seems like musical chairs, and our energy levels seem to have taken an extended vacation. But you know what? It's all part of the journey, right? Embracing midlife transitions means letting go of the past and embracing the beauty of the present moment. Now, sure, it might feel a little chaotic at times, but hey, life's an adventure, right? Yeah, I shudder when I hear the word adventure because whenever my husband says it will be an adventure, it usually means some level of pain or discomfort. Anyway, this little encouragement side note is me trying to talk myself into what I just told you. Hey friends, March is my birthday month, and I want to focus on an attitude of gratitude this month. I'm turning 50, and I have so much to be grateful for, and I want to revive my daily journaling around gratitude. I've actually developed a 7-day gratitude journal that is free. If you go to my website, you can join me in this practice of gratitude. Go to gracefilledleader.com, and there's a little link that says freebies at the top. Click on there and scroll down and you will see a printable 7-day gratitude journal with scriptural prompts and questions that will help you as you develop this habit of gratitude. So grab your free copy today. Let's talk about some of the challenges of midlife that some of you might be experiencing or you've been there and maybe still feel a little bit of the sting or you've come out on the other side enough to know that It's worth walking through. Anyway, the first kind of aspect of midlife that can be hard is empty nesting, the bittersweet symphony of watching our kids spread their wings and fly. It's a roller coaster of emotions from pride and joy to a twinge of sadness and maybe even a touch of anxiety. Well, who am I kidding? It's more than a touch or a twinge if you're anything like me. I swear it was a year of mourning, I think, when my oldest left the nest. My youngest is still nearby and home quite often, so only kind of partially out of the nest, so that helps some with the weaning process for my husband and I. But here's the thing. Empty nesting isn't the end of the road. It's really the beginning of a new chapter. It's a chance to rediscover who you are outside of motherhood and to reignite some passions or even just find some new passions and dreams that you might have not even known you had, or you put them on hold to raise your kids. So despite the initial period of time following my daughter's graduation, I can honestly say that I now absolutely love having kids in their 20s. We can have adult fun and adult conversation, but they still appreciate a good snuggle with their mom now and again. They aren't yet married or starting their families, but they are starting to experience some of the realities of adulting, and so they're kind of starting to see that maybe their parents have some wisdom to share, and they maybe did all along, despite what they thought in their teens. So I do work hard to surrender the worry for them and their futures, and yet I know that the Lord has such a beautiful masterpiece in mind for both of my kids, and I just need to trust the artist. This podcast and my coaching journey have been passions that have been sparked in this empty nesting season, so it is new and exciting to embrace things that are new to me. And I'm kind of a boring wife, as we both work a lot, so I really like to just be home in comfy clothes when I get a chance. But I'm also just enjoying quiet times with my husband. Even when we aren't doing or saying anything in particular, there's a comfort in just navigating the empty nesting together. So I'm encouraging myself, and I encourage you. Let's embrace this season of newfound freedom and possibility with open arms. Let's look not for what's missing, but for new and unexpected blessings to come. All right, ladies, let's talk about the not so glamorous side of midlife, and that is body changes. Whether it's hot flashes to night sweats and everything in between, it can feel like our bodies are staging a rebellion, am I right? Well, I told you I turned 50 this month, and it was on the 15th to be specific. Holy moly, it seems like my body was reminding me of that several weeks, if not months, prior to the event. Even though this has been coming, it was like all of a sudden my eyes really can't read much of anything without cheaters. My back feels like a 90-year-old's anytime I get up from sitting for more than 10 minutes. The scale tends to only know how to go up. And I have to cross my legs when I laugh just to be sure I don't pee my pants. And if you haven't figured it out by now, I tend to overshare. So I figure it's only fair that I be real with you if you're going to get to know me, maybe hopefully decide that you like me, and ultimately hopefully trust me as someone that will speak your language and support you in the real life that exists outside of TV and social media. But you know what? Our bodies are incredible vessels that have carried us through every twist and turn of life's journey so far. They've gotten many of us through childbearing and child rearing, cooking, cleaning, working. So maybe let's show them some love and some gratitude, shall we? Whether it's through nutrient-rich foods, or at least a little bit more nutrient-rich foods, physical activity, or maybe just even practicing some self-compassion. Let's embrace our bodies with kindness and appreciation for what they've done for us. Again, that is a note to self, as I have not been very good at that. Far too long, I have been pretty self-deprecating when it comes to my body and my physical appearance, and it is a challenge for me to look in the mirror and embrace my body with kindness and appreciation. But I also know that there are some choices that I haven't been making that I can choose to change what I can in the way of how I fuel my body, what I have it do from physical activity, and I'm starting to make some of those better choices now. To the point of the second part of the Serenity Prayer, change the things I can. Okay, can we talk about energy levels for a minute? It's like our batteries have suddenly decided to run on low power mode 24/7, but here's the secret sauce. Finding balance. We talk about this all the time on the show, and it's really sort of the key point of the show is learning how to find balance. It's about prioritizing self-care, setting boundaries, and giving ourselves permission to rest and recharge sometimes when we need to. And that might be through a morning Bible routine or quiet time, a leisurely walk in nature, or curling up with a good book. Let's just honor our body's need for rest and rejuvenation, because the reality is we probably need a bit more rest and rejuvenation than we did in our earlier decades. And finally, let's address something I mentioned earlier, and that is something that can come with midlife, at least it has for me, although that has come my whole life, and that is concern for our adult children. As they navigate their own journeys of growth and self-discovery, it's only natural for us to worry about their well-being and their happiness. But here's the thing. We have raised them to be strong, independent individuals, capable of making their own decisions and charting their own course. So let's try to release our grip on the reins a bit and trust that they have the resilience and the wisdom to navigate life's twists and turns. They've witnessed us have resilience, and hopefully they've absorbed some of the kernels of wisdom that we've tried to share. But more than that, they have a big, awesome, sovereign, and loving God that can do a far better job of watching over them than we ever could imagine. If we hold them too tightly, if we hold on to that worry too tightly, we risk holding them back from the unique and abundant life God has especially for them. I'm telling you, it's a darn good thing my kids haven't been limited by what I thought was possible or impossible. Good grief. They are just such amazing young human beings. Sure, they have their bumps, bruises, flaws, and failures, and challenges, but it has been an honor and a privilege to watch God work things out for their good. Why should I doubt that He would continue on that same trajectory for them? He loves them just as He loves me. So, there you have it, my friends. A brief but candid conversation about finding the courage in midlife, about embracing change and empowering new types of growth, and navigating the ups and downs with grace and resilience. So let's lean into the journey, knowing that each new chapter brings with it the opportunity for transformation and renewal. Remember, you've got this, and more importantly, God's got you. So I want to thank you so much for joining me today, and if you found this discussion inspiring or helpful, or any of the other episodes inspiring or helpful, be sure to follow the show, leave me a review, a written review, and hopefully a 5-star review, and share it with your fellow midlife mavens. And until next time, may you embrace the beauty of midlife and navigate its twists and turns with courage. Stay fabulous, keep shining your beautiful lights, and as always, I pray that the Lord fills you with gratitude, peace, and His amazing grace. I pray this episode blessed you, spoke to you, or encouraged you in some way. If so, please share it with a friend and head on over to Apple Podcasts to leave me a review. That's the only way for me to know if you're enjoying the show. Nothing blesses me more than to hear from you. Also, come on over to our free Facebook community. This is a great place for us to support one another on our faith and leadership journeys. You can find the link to the group in the show notes or go to gracefilledleader.com/community. If you have questions or content ideas for the show, please send me a message on SpeakPipe or via email. Go to gracefilledleader.com/contact and leave a written or voice recorded message. I would love to know how I can best serve you on the podcast. Now to Him who can do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. Ephesians 3, verse 20. Until next time, my friends, God bless.